code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Baby, embrace the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, a 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Thank you. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April 2, 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many shows over the years I've done on the great big, great work, the New World Order, as you want to, and put all the pieces together for yourself. And look into Alan Watt's and sentinel.eu, where you can download transcripts in the various tongues of Europe. We're surely on the highway to hell here, because this great new utopia that's merging out all around us and being publicized in newspapers every day is conditioning the public to this new great prison system. I was thinking of that last talk I did on RBN concerning the raids, this massive battalions of police raids in London area, and that's to condition the police and the public to a new order of things. It reminds me of the old prison movies you'd see, very boring, depressing movies on prisons. And you'd see the prisoners getting thrown up against the walls every so often, and in come the goons, and they throw everything around the floor and look under the mattress and so on. And it's just the same thing that's happening now. They're getting the public used to the fact that their apartment or their home is just a prison cell, and they can be raided at any time. And eventually, over the years, this will become the normal, the new normal, and everyone will adapt. All the politically correct people will adapt and say, well, I've got nothing to hide, and I don't mind, as a place gets ransacked. That's what's coming down. Now, in the US, the police are trying these voluntary searches to get them used to the same idea. And some US states have just simply turned around and said, no, no deal. And I hope they can keep that going, because this is a must-be agenda. In other words, it was planned a long time ago. They never give up. They always come around in another direction and hit you again with the same thing. They might call it a different name or whatever, but they don't give up. These characters do not compromise. They don't know what compromisation means. And they'll come back again for the same thing. So they're turning the world, as I say, into a giant prison and training the public. It's all Pavlovian training. And they're using the guise of drugs, too much drugs. And we know that the CIA and MI6 and so on have been bringing the drugs in for many, many years. You can trace the drugs even in Britain back to the Rothschilds when they started up their Bayer company or Bayer company. That was the real family name. And it's now based in Switzerland, I believe. It's still going too. And they were selling lots of different potions in little chemist shops, they called them. And in every potion, there was opium or opium derivative. And they couldn't quite get the public hooked on that, because the British pub system was too popular. Beer won out over the opium eventually. But they've been at this for a long time, controlling the public through drugs. And the big, massive amounts of drugs that come in the country are not smuggled in through condoms inside someone's stomach. Back with more after these messages.
United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Reports are coming in from all over North America about wild MPG.
My 97 Honda Civic went from just over 31 miles per gallon to over 50 miles per gallon.
My 98 Plymouth Breeze went from just over 38 miles per gallon to over 77 miles per gallon.
My 95 Ford F-150 went from 12.7 miles per gallon to 33 miles per gallon.
It's not a hybrid.
It's not an electric.
Wild MPG is an inexpensive modification that gives you incredible savings, a cleaner engine, better performance, more horsepower, less dependence on foreign oil, and better gas mileage.
Far better gas mileage.
Find out more at wildmpg.com.
Wild MPG means more money in your pocket.
The Wild MPG kit is absolutely guaranteed to increase your gas mileage by at least 50%, or the cost of the kit will be refunded to you. Visit wildmpg.com.
WildMPG.com.
Welcome to the revolution in fuel economy technology. WildMPG.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Going through some of the conditioning processes that are occurring right now. Now, for many years gone by the old Stalinist agenda of making sure you build up an internal army, the secret police and the open police, we simply recruit vast numbers of them and pay them better and better gradually until they are your men and women. They're bought and paid for the lure that they're told. And they've done that all over the Western world, and using drugs to do it. The war on drugs has been going on forever, and it will never end, of course, because they keep bringing the vast quantities in. And too many people have come forward and admitted, from special forces especially, that they were part of bringing in heroin, etc., into the major countries. We had the whole Oliver North scandal, and you couldn't get any higher than that. And it was basically admitted they were bringing it in, the heroin in, cocaine in, and so on, the per weaponry, the black budgets, that's what they used the money for, supposedly. But it was all sold on the streets of the USA, and people got hooked. They didn't care, because in total war, the whole population are involved, whether you know it or not. And so it was deemed quite okay to have so many of the population marked down as expendable. But this war on drugs has enabled police forces to basically become internal armies. for a different purpose, for a purpose that was planned long ago. Long ago. See, nothing happens spontaneously. It's the result of long-term planning. You don't make mistakes at the top. You don't make those kinds of mistakes. Nothing is a surprise. You don't pay thousands and thousands and thousands of people in think tanks to project future, how to implement scenarios, and look at the comeback and the fallout from those scenarios. You don't pay them that kind of money and give them the kind of lifestyle to live in, pretty high. You don't pay them all that to make mistakes. They don't do that. And it's basically run as a science. Stalin also said the next ones you must pay very well are the teachers, because they are the ones who will control the generations by implanting the first indoctrinations to the minds of children. And that goes back to the willing fools. The willing fools are those people who must be used to indoctrinate others. In other words, it's far better to have people who truly believe what they're doing. They have to be conditioned and indoctrinated first in order to indoctrinate other ones effectively. I'm talking about the Teacher Federation and the international UNESCO type idea of bringing in this world culture, this new world culture, all based and mixed in with the New Age. You might be surprised to know that Khrushchev in the 60s, 1960s, had spies out working full-time departments, checking up on the New Age movements in the West to see if they were prospering and blossoming and having an effect on the people. Very interesting, that part of it. So here's the teachers in the Teachers Federation. This is a mail that went round many, many teachers in the United States and elsewhere. They come to a meeting, and the meeting is called Seeds of Compassion, from April 11th to the 15th, 2008, in Seattle. It's being held. Seeds of Compassion. And listen to this and how it's worded. It's worded towards a matriarchal system, which primarily the teacher associations have come under, they've fallen into that. Very politically correct inside there. Seeds of Compassion is a five-day gathering to engage the hearts and minds of our community. Our community, I think it's community. Communitarianism is the word first given to the West by Bush Sr. Our community, by highlighting the vision, you see, science and programs of early social, emotional, and cognitive learning. Science, the world, the world's wisdom, traditions, almost like a religion. You couldn't speak out against this if you were a teacher. They'd look upon knew was the leper of the community. And if you have individual ideas, you'll be ostracized from them. In fact, it's very strict in its political correctness. It's a religion that runs the education system today. And they're all working towards the global system, and that's why they are so keen on indoctrinating the very early youth, young children, into this great new world order, where we can all sit together and meditate together and have a great jolly old time. Just thought I'd read that, but that meeting is coming up. And while all that's happening and they're having their jolly old time and all being one, here's from the BBC, from BBC homepage, and this is about the hybrids which they've created. And this is just a predictive programming blurb in itself by Fergus Walsh, medical correspondent, BBC News, for the date April, 1st of April 2008. It says, UK's first hybrid embryos created. Now, they're not the first hybrid embryos. It's actually human and animal combined, but it's not the first time they've done it, if they get us all used to it. Scientists at Newcastle University have created part human, part animal hybrid embryos for the first time in the UK. And listen to this little way that they said this, the BBC can reveal. The BBC is a British Broadcasting Corporation run by the government. So they're allowed to tell you this, they can reveal it to you now, even though we already know it's been happening before. The embryos survived for up to 3 days and are part of a medical research into a range of illnesses. Now, that's always the con. We can tell how concerned they are about illnesses, since they keep talking about the same illnesses for 100-odd years, and they put millions of your charity money into it and tax money, and they've done nothing to help it. But they can make new humans if they want to, you see, from scratch. They just can't cure these diseases. They always use the poor... ill and infirm as an excuse for their research. That way we're not so horrified. So, oh, well, I guess maybe, you know. It comes a month before MPs, as members of Parliament, are to debate the future of such research. Catholic Church describes it as monstrous. Medical bodies and patient groups, now we have official patient groups, but I always make sure there's NGOs like the Soviet Union that pretend they speak for the public. Patient groups say such research is vital for understanding of disease, yet they really have helped us a lot in the range of disease. They argue that the work could pave the way for new treatments for conditions such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Never heard that for 50 years ago. And here's the excuse too. Egg shortages. Under the microscope, round bundles of cells look like any other three-day-old embryos. In fact, they're hybrids, part human, part animal. They were created by injecting DNA derived from human skin cells into eggs taken from cows' ovaries, which have virtually all their genetic material removed. So what possible justification can scientists offer for doing what the Catholic Church has branded experiments of Frankenstein proportion? Or guess. The Newcastle team say they are using cow ovaries because, listen to this, human eggs from donors are a precious resource and in short supply. Now, I almost fell off the chair laughing when I heard that, because it's in the papers, the same papers and the BBC, almost every week, about couples buying eggs from women in Britain and having them fertilized, sent over to India and put in a human host in India to carry for 9 months, generally by male couples. So, this is quite a farce, as always. The hybrid embryos are purely for research and would never be allowed to develop beyond 14 days, but they are still smaller than a pinhead. Scientists want to extract stem cells, the body's master cells, from the embryos in order to increase understanding of a whole range of diseases from diabetes to stroke and ultimately to produce treatments. Just another lie. Professor John Byrne from Newcastle University says the research is entirely ethical. And he goes, this is licensed work, which has been carefully evaluated. And who evaluated it? Of the bioethics committees, which are the eugenic societies, you see. This is a process in a dish, and we are dealing with clumps of cells which would never go on to develop. It's a laboratory process, and these embryos would never be implanted into anyone. Aha, aha, aha. I added that part. have preliminary data which looks promising that this is very much work in project and process, and the next step is to get the embryos to survive to around 6 days, and we can hopefully drive stem cells from them. Now, I think there's a break coming up, so I'll be back in a few moments.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass?
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
The Matrix. I have some problems with the sound. It's my end. I think this is a dirty slide switch. And these things happen in studios. I'm not having a studio here, it's at the other end. So I'll try and hear the breaks coming up. Now we'll go to the phones now. We've got Robert from New York there. Are you there, Robert?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I have two completely separate questions I'd like to ask. The first is in regards to your discussion about the drugs in the beginning of the show. My question is, do you know if they altered the drugs they ship in at all? Meaning, do they make them more addictive, maybe more toxic, had them produce different effects when you get them on the street?
I have no doubt that they do. they do grade them. And depending on the process they use to extract the opium and clean it and so on, the same with cocaine, you can end up with different effects on the user as well, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's, I figured so.
And also it's very possible, I wouldn't put it past them too, to have made really good hybrids, maybe even genetically modified them, just like they did with tobacco plants to give more nicotine. I'm sure they've done the same things with these particular plants as well. They wouldn't miss that opportunity.
Yeah, probably, definitely, for sure. And my second question is, you've mentioned that the technology we receive on the ground is decades behind the Internet in the 30s, cell phones in the 50s. What do you know or believe to be the most advanced technology that we've attained?
Some of the most advanced definitely is to do with... Well, apart from the fact that they can actually control your mind remotely right now if they want to, that can be done. They can affect your body and your functions in your body remotely by any cell phone tower. That was published this year, or late last year, from Finland, of all places, where they were doing research, and they can actually, from a cell phone, an actual tower, analyze the patterns, your signature patterns of different bodies around in that area is with line of sight, so that's miles and miles. Pick out an individual if they wish and literally beam from that tower without moving anything on it. They can actually zone in on you in a 3-foot radius and literally affect your bodily functions or your mind or whatever. That was declassified from the Finnish government. So they have that kind of stuff. But they also have their flying saucers that have been going around since about the 40s, 50s, and they've been making them, and not just in the US, they've been making them in Britain too, north of Scotland. These were very famous for getting seen off Mossy Mouth and Findhorn area, and you'd sit and watch these things. Some of them came out of the water, some of them came out of underground bases, just like Area 51. And this kind of technology too is amazing because the speeds they travel at are incredible. And they can literally zip across the sky and stop on a dime. Now, if they're piloted at all, they have to be altered to handle those kind of velocities and stopping. They have new technologies to create a different kind of atmosphere or gravity within the ship itself, so probably you'd break the neck of any pilot when it can stop on a dime. But these things have been around for many, many years. We don't know, we're not told, at least, what the... how they're powered. They can blink out of sight and reappear again maybe 5 minutes later in the same spot. Whether that's some sort of cloaking device or what, we don't know. But these are very, very advanced craft. And they were here before this Roswell nonsense.
So we probably have a much more advanced space program or interstellar travel achieved than we can imagine.
We don't know how far they've gone into interstellar travel. They still haven't explained the Van Allen belt and how they'd get through it, because technically anything going through it would be fried by radiation, and that's never been explained to us. If they can get through, even they couldn't even answer that little question about going to the moon, how they got through it. They didn't have any answers.
Wow. Well, that's all I got, Alan. So thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Anna. Now we've got Antonio from Maryland there. Are you there, Antonio?
Yes, hello, Alan.
Yes.
Yes, how are you?
Not so bad.
Yeah, that's good. I was calling, if I may, can I add on to a couple of things that your first caller just mentioned as far as drugs being a little more addictive and everything? The, crack cocaine is actually... do you want me to hold over? All right, here's the music.
Okay, we'll carry this on after the break. I think it's coming in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
I'm Alan Watt, cutting through the matrix, and we've got Antonio from Maryland on the line, talking about the alteration of these drugs to make them more addictive. And I think you're going to say something there about crack, was it?
Yes, I was going to say crack cocaine was the government's more addictive formulation for the American public, and I guess for the rest of the world after it spread. And their official statement on that is that, you know, that the CIA or any government, U.S. government organization was not involved in that. It was a Soviet lie that was spread to, you know, pretty much to displace the part of the American people on the origins of crack cocaine.
Yeah.
And
I know it was the same thing, too, with some of the variations of marijuana. We know they were hybrid, too, by the military. And even eventually declassified the fact that they'd done it with the actual product numbers and so on, mm-hmm. according to particular plants. So they have made things far more potent than ever before.
All right. And to get back on topic real quick, the only other thing I wanted to talk with you about was that, I guess pretty much most of your listeners probably realize that the government has been pretty much been sending almost with, you know, vast approval from the majority of the public, sending their countrymen overseas to learn and to be conditioned in the technique of urban combat warfare, so that when they do come back, that almost coincidentally, they will almost not notice that these individuals will join the law enforcement departments, you know, local, state, and federal agencies, private agencies. And these are the same individuals that have become, as I say, become conditioned to for urban combat and for killing. And, you know, we know all the news stories we have heard about torturing and everything else without any...
It was published in the newspapers here that 95% over the last 5 years, I think it is, of police recruitment in the U.S., 95% is taken from guys returning from immediately from overseas right into the police forces. But it also has published in Canada that the multi-jurisdictional task force, now these are cops from SWAT teams, and every town and village has them now, they're sent over in batches with the troops, and they showed a segment here on CBC television of them doing the same thing along with the soldiers, bashing, you know, kicking down the doors and going in with their guns and getting all the, dragging all the people up. So they're training the cops as well. They're getting their turnover there as well to get trained in the same type of techniques. And
nothing
you're
like
right, they won't
training.
Care. Yeah, they won't care who you are. It's all the same job to them, and that's all part of the conditioning, so you're quite right.
Yeah, you're right, then. I guess these will be the individuals that they will turn loose on the docile and apathetic public if they do not awaken and realize what's going on.
There's no doubt that's coming.
Right. Well, I'll let you go, Alan, and it was nice talking with you again, and you have a good evening.
Thanks for calling. Now we've got Rick from California. Are you there, Rick?
Yes. Hi, Alan. How are you doing?
Not so bad.
I can hear you pretty well. I have a question I've been meaning to ask you. I've been reading some of these Afrocentric or African historians about people coming over to America from Africa before Columbus, and I was wondering what you could say about the veracity or lack of those claims, you know?
I haven't really gone into that. I've gone into some of the much more ancient migrations of people into the Americas. I've no doubt whatsoever that people in Latin America and Inca and different cultures were brought over from a place near the north of, over the north of India called Mustang, because if you look at their drawings, the stelas they've carved out and their monuments and so on, and even the hats they wore for ceremonies, they're identical. And I think they were probably ferried back and forth by the Phoenicians, because part of what they did was to move populations across the world to be slave labor. And when they died off or moved off, I think they left them behind. But there's too many similarities between them and the natives of the north of Mustang.
Thank you for answering that. I have another question. This is kind of like, do you think that we, the Earthlings are going to be able to travel to planets on other star systems in the future, or do you think that we're getting close to that kind of technology?
We Earthlings would never be given a snowflake chance in hell traveling in outer space.
do the elites, though, have they marked out any planets that they're going to conquer? And
they've marked out planets. The NASA did a two-hour documentary with David Suzuki narrating it on their plans to go to other planets, and mainly for mining purposes, and by huge projects with machines that are using new kinds of energy drives. But these will be very long-term agendas. As far as I know, they wouldn't take any humans along for the ride. They don't particularly like us commoners. It'll be special people only, I'm sure. And maybe even specially bred people for the long journeys.
I was reading something about NASA is going to put up something in 2014 called Terrestrial Planet Finder, and they'll be able to find even chlorophyll in the atmospheres from radio spectroscopy analysis, and they'll be able to see optically planets around.
Most of what NASA tells us is nonsense. Is public relations.
Right.
NASA's job is to put satellites up there to to track us now, and for all the tracking and gizmos and gadgets that will be tracking us very shortly. It's a military industrial complex, and NASA's one of the biggest parts of it. And they give us all this nonsense about doing experiments in space to see if spiders can breed happily. And that's all nonsense.
Right.
That's just drivel to the public. It covers up the real agenda. And no, NASA is definitely part of the military-industrial complex. And all the satellites, these masses and myriads of satellites, one day will be controlling everybody. And I mean controlling them who have a chip implant in them. And that's what they're putting up there now. They're not into to see if one planet has chlorophyll or not.
Oh, okay. Well, my last question is, Monsanto means holy mountain, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Alan. You have a nice day.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
And we've got to Daniel in California. Are you there, Daniel?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello, Yes, I can.
Hey, what's going on, Alan? Check it out. You know, a couple months back, you had a guy call in asking you all these Jesus questions, and you guys got into a little beef over. You were telling him basically that you weren't going to argue with him over his belief, which I thought was great because you know you were right. You know, there's enough pros and cons for religion. You can keep the argument going on forever. But recently, I went on YouTube, and this guy put out a video trying to refute what you were saying, and what strikes me is that this guy, he's not thinking, you see. He's saying that, because you were basically saying that his, you know, there's a lot of religions out there with sun gods, who's virgin births and everything, which is verifiable, because even the Mayan texts say that about some of the, and the Incas too, and how about Varicoa, who was born at a virgin birth, who died on a cross, on two planks of wood. You know, so the story is very verifiable everywhere, but this guy is basically trying to say that you're part of this, the Illuminati, and saying that you're, that, you know, that even though you were invited at one point to these functions, and you were asked to join higher level ups, he's taking that as you're actually part of them. What, do you have anything to say about that?
I would never comment on one little individual's thoughts.
Yeah, I hear you. I just thought it was funny, you know, because this guy is a perfect example. As you know, it's funny because at the beginning, he is agreeing with you. He's like, you know, he praised you for exposing the things that you do. But then again, when it came to his belief, and when you shook that, it basically scared him. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like. Like, you know your mother. You know your mother for your whole life, and when somebody comes and tells you, look, this and this about your mother a long time ago, they're going to be like, no, they're going to shut you off. Plato's cave,
right.
Basically.
Well, you frighten them in their paradigm, you see. The little safety box you live in, you threaten that, you suddenly make them afraid. And generally, when people are afraid, they attack that which is unknown to them.
Yeah, you know,
standard.
I just find it funny, because these guys, like, they don't go and do the research otherwise. They just go do the research that... That, like you said, you know, they follow the truth under their conditions. You know, they don't want unconditional. You know, truth is not wanted in the world. You know, that's understandable. But these guys are—they can agree with you on certain things, but when it comes to their faith and in a certain God, they're going to try to.
Oh yes.
You know, basically.
Oh yes.
You know,
that's why we've had war and conflict down through the ages, and of course the elites use all of this as we fight each other. It's very very handy for them. As we all kill each other. I mean, personally, I wouldn't care if Jesus had a virgin mother. I wouldn't care. It wouldn't matter to me.
Yeah, that's not the point. Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I wouldn't care if he walked on water or not. I think all you're left with are the parts that he said, which are eternal truths. And basically, if you can follow some basic, simple laws, it would be a much, much nicer place. But unfortunately, the dogma of the old religion was dumped right on top of Christianity and covered it from the very beginning once Rome took it over, because they already had the Alma Mater, the Queen of Heaven, and they put her back in as Mary.
You know, it makes it evident that how the heavy overdose that our country has of religion, you know.
Oh, it's incredible. It's incredible. And Benjamin Franklin talked about that, and he brought over Wesley to talk. But even though he himself, I mean, Franklin says, I can be a Mohammed in Arabia. He says, I can be a Buddha, a Buddhist, and with the Buddhists. He says, I can be a Christian with the Christians. In other words, he was a man for all seasons, as Steve Mason is supposed to be. But he brought over Wesley because he said that religion is going to be necessary for the mission that the United States has to fulfill.
Oh, but yeah, but you know,
have to use the U.S., yeah.
It's crazy. You know, I even get pamphlets in the mail telling me that this one book that they sent me, I got it in the other day, and I was reading it, I was going through it, because I like to read the other side's stuff. You know, I'm not going to close myself off to them. You know, I'm going to read and see what the stuff that they're trying to feed people, and I know people eat it right up. But they sent me a book trying to say that they had all the answers. They know the mark of the beast. They know who it is, what, now, and all this. You know, who, what, when, where, why. They know all of it. And the answers are all in this one book. And they just happened to send it to me in the
mail.
They've had many
final answers and final books over the last 50, 100 years.
And that's why I find it so funny, you know, that they're going to send me this stuff, trying to feed me these ideas. You know, and what's a little scary is that, you know, people actually believe this stuff, and do you believe that we could bring this about ourselves just by, you know, the characters, fate deal, that, you know,
what you can be sure of is that these characters who are running the world are using revelations as a plan, step by step. They're using it. They're using it because they have a conditioned public who will put it all down to is God's will, and they'll simply
just lay down our arms, right?
God's will.
All right, Alan. Well, thanks. It was good talking to you again.
Thanks for calling. Now, we're Kevin in Connecticut. Are you there, Kevin?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad. How are you doing?
I'm very good. Hey, I've been listening to your show for a while now, and a friend of mine told me about your show, and I'm really glad he did. I've learned a lot, and I just want to say thank you. I have a couple of questions, too, actually. Number one, from listening to what you're saying, over the last couple of months, what I'm wondering is, you see a term in the book of Genesis where they refer to the Nephilim, and I'm wondering if that's maybe some kind of Masonic joke or whatever. But what, to your understanding, is exactly what's being referred to in there?
You're talking about the Nephilim.
Yes.
It's a very confusing term. It's also actually... Nephilim is also the name of the Nordic, a land of the dead, the Hades as well. So there's a play on that there too, and the giants and the sons of God, you know, that look down, etc. But it goes much, much deeper than that, because in ancient times, the human gods, very human gods, lived up high in the mountains in caves.
Right.
And from Sumer, that they used to go up there and feed them and leave offerings, that was the case for these characters. And they became the first priesthoods, really. They'd studied the peoples for long, long times, watched their behavior from above, and learned to know the seasons, studied astronomy, the stars, charted it all, and they became the first priests. So technically, those on high were the giants, those who lived up in the hills, the mountains, and studied the people.
Now, the other question I have is, I mean, I listen to a lot of Patriot Radio and this and that, but the question I have for you is, it just seems like there's so much going on, and I hear you talk about the fact that everything, as far as you're concerned, with the elite, with the big boys, as you put it, is right on course. So what is the best thing that we little people, for lack of a better term, what can we really do? What's the best way to stand against these people? Because it seems like all the cards are stacked against
them. You can never stand against them as a physical army. Because, number one, you don't have an organized physical army to stand against them. You have to start, if you live in cities, get out of cities if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to live simply with less. And at least you're outside of the major harm's way. Cities will be cut off. They'll have ration cards eventually in cities for their food, and there will be chaos there. A lot of these big exercises in terrorism is to do with riots in city. That's what they're really there for, to contain riots that will come down the pike. You don't want to be near them. Get out of the city, stock up on food and basics, and learn to live very simply with as very little money as possible, and give yourself at least that much of a breathing space from what's coming down.
Yeah. When what kind of time frame do you think we're looking at?
Well, the Department of Defense in Britain has already stated from about 2010 for the next 30 years there'll be escalating riots as they cut down our energy consumption, gasoline, food. In fact, food is going to be a major one. Medical here has gone to the pits. Medical attention and care is going down the tubes. They're going to give us minimalistic health care. It's already happening in Canada big time and Britain and other countries. And so you should stock up on different antibiotics, things that you might need in the future, while you can still get them.
Wow, that's good. Well, thank you very much, and I'll get off the phone so somebody else can call through. Thank you, Alan.
Thanks for calling. And I'll be back with more after this break.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt, and we're cutting through this jolly old matrix. And Eric from Ohio on the line. Are you there, Eric?
Hi, Mr. Watt, how are you?
How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing pretty good. One of the persons earlier was talking about the GM drugs and stuff like genetically modified drugs. And the marijuana from like 30 years ago did not have the THC that it has now. So I'm sure that stuff's all been modified.
And yes, it has. Yeah.
And then last last show, some lady was talking that she wanted to talk about the masonry and how they advance. And my experience when I was a mason, let me specify that very clearly.
32 degrees. You were 32 degrees there, weren't you?
No, it was 3 degrees.
Okay.
They kept, when you'd come up situations that were kind of shady, they wanted to make sure they'd want you to go a certain direction. And, of course, you know, it was a little bit too ethical for that, so I never really passed the test. But they were really insistent upon me getting or taking something, the York Rites or the Scottish Rites, mostly Scottish Rites around here, and getting those particular sets of degrees. And if you show an interest in those things, then they'll I'm sure they'll advance you into other things as far as making ranks, particularly in you know government bureaucracies and things.
Yeah.
But I also heard the same thing for people working in, say, with General Electric. If you were a Mason, then they would progress you up faster in the different chains in the organization.
Sure. Yeah, it's the same in education system with Eastern Star is rampant through there.
Yeah.
And school boards and police as well. Police.
A lot of your police are Masons. I can't remember. It was one book about the Masons in the Scotland Yard, and there was lots of them and lots of strange things that went on. And supposedly the Jack the Ripper was protected from other Masons. And in fact, I actually read from one of the Mason publications talking about that. The show, the movie called The Good Shepherd that came on, that one is sort of like masonry on steroids. But you'll notice in the process that they immediately provided him with a wife. They didn't want him with a deaf woman because she is probably genetically inferior. When he did, they would approach him and he would do what they wanted him to do, nasty things. You notice that he kept progressing up the ladder that way.
Yeah.
And they really wanted someone without a conscience, and that particular character didn't have much of one.
No, he was psychopathic in his own right. Yeah.
And so that's a pretty good example of it. Now, a lot of your Masons probably that are listening here probably say, oh, I never had that experience, and it's quite possible that they were already screened out earlier on, that they weren't going to even approach them. Or maybe they didn't have any particular power or things that they, authority that was useful for the other Masons, so they were basically left alone.
Yes. If you have some ability or power of command over in an area, you could be advanced very quickly, even within a week, up the ladder. Yeah.
Well, listen, that's all I have to say, and take care of yourself.
Thanks for calling, Eric.
All right, bye-bye.
Talk to you again. I know. Yeah, Eric's a Mason, and the bureaucracy, too. Oh, I hear the music coming, so from Hamish and myself up in a still kind of cool interior Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.